180 degrees, new direction. Good morning, podcast audience, local 304, and as always, my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Hey, I've got a couple of emails tonight, a couple of text messages, just about some slick shit. I'm sorry, excuse my language. Columbus Postal Service is trying to pull. And it leads me right into the topic of my conversation for tonight, and that is new employees. When you report to work for the post office, you know, the post office is duty bound to give you a 90-day probationary period. And for the uninformed, that's just not 90 days of employment. And what I'm referring to is every single employee, new employee that comes into the post office with your 90-day probationary period, postal management should be filling out what we call a PS Form 1750. That's an employee's evaluation of a probationary report. Now, I'm going to read section 584.51 out of a handbook, EL 312. The 1750 establishes benchmarks for satisfactory work performance. For non-career employees, this form serves as an evaluation report to make the appropriate rehire decision, to facilitate coaching and counseling, and to assist employees needing guidance. For career employees, the form serves as a probationary report that clearly outlines expectations for the probationary period, including the factors that immediate managers will evaluate. During the employee's first week at the work site, the immediate manager must hold an initial discussion to outline clearly performance expectations for the evaluation or probationary period, including the factors the immediate manager will evaluate and examples of satisfactory performance. And let me tell you something, that is a written form. And again, I've been successful in the past returning employees to work in their 90-day period because, number one, from a mail handler's perspective, if they terminate you within your 90-day periods, you don't have access to the grievance procedure. But if they had wrongful termination or discriminatory practices, then you come and see Mr. Hodge, and I've been kind of successful with negotiating bringing you back to work for a new evaluation period. And let me say this to Columbus management. You failed to do the 1750 the first time through mediation or EEO. I bring an employee back to work and you still failed to do it the second time. That's just what you call just not learning. You know, the supervisor must discuss the employee's performance with the employee at the end of 30 days and again at the end of 60 days. Both the supervisor and the employee must initial PS Form 1750 to indicate that these discussions have taken place. The final evaluation occurs at the end of 80 days, and it contains a definitive recommendation regarding whether the employee should be retrained or separated. This evaluation requires a signature of both the supervisor and the employee. Now, again, within your first week, the immediate manager should sit down and hold the initial discussion with you. How do you know what's expected if they don't tell you? And trust me, most of them don't know, so they can't tell you. But nonetheless, the first week they give you your expectations, you initial that. See, no more of this supervisor saying, we had this conversation. No, that 1750, you initial and you get copies of it. Okay, so first week, you have the initial conversation, 30 days, 60 days. Now, here's the importance of that. If postal management would do what it's supposed to do, now is the time to shape that postal mind, that new postal mind. Now is the time to take care of that. Now is the time for that supervisor to explain to that employee that you must be regular in attendance. You must not be tardy. Coming to work is vital to your job. But you see, what postal management does is they won't do that to the employee, especially if it's an employee they find friendly. Then once they no longer find the employee friendly, now you want to bring back absences that went from that occurred their first 30 days. Well, let me tell you something, postal management. If you do your 1750 and an employee is out 8 or 9 days and you allow that employee to be hired, then what you just said is it's okay to be out that many days. And this is where the union can get more creative and more proactive. If you look at 1750s and look at the attendance pattern that the Postal Service has allowed that new employee to have, you will have a much better fight when they start trying to write that employee up for bad attendance or being irregular in attendance. If you allow me through my probationary period to be slackful in my attendance, then you're going to allow me the rest of my career. That's how that goes if we had aggressive union stewards. And yes, I practice what I preach. When I was in office, again, I made every orientation. And after the orientation, every MHA was brought into the union office, and I explained the 1750 to them in every 30, 60-day intervals. I came around to make sure. Now, let me tell you something. By the 30-day interval, if the supervisor hadn't talked to that employee, then I got to tell you, I would just kind of put that in my pocket. Because if that employee ran into some issues, well, see, that supervisor is going to have to stop and rethink his position before they just go with the PDIs or trying to remove an employee, not going to allow that. Now some of you might ask, what's the significance of this probationary period? And again, coming right out of the handbook EL 312, I'm going to read section 584.1. The probationary period represents the final step in determining an employee's suitability. Since only an active trial on the job can be conclusive, proper use of the probationary period is in the best interest of both the new employee and the Postal Service. During this period, the new employee receives orientation and whatever training the employee needs. Attentiveness to the new employee, both in training sessions and on the job, may ensure the satisfactory and efficiency of an employee who might otherwise be separated. So section 584.1 specifically states that your 90-day employment includes your orientation. Your first day on the job, but the first time you are now being introduced to any aspect of what postal work is about starts your employment. Your first day in pay status starts your employment. Now, it has come to my attention that, again, Columbus, Ohio, always trying to be clever and outthink everyone, has tried to modify an employee's probationary period. And now they want to say that the probationary period starts the first day on the work floor. Well, to that employee, I say to you, and I say to your union, should you be listening, if an employee, section 584.1, significance of probationary period reference, handbook EL 312, states during this period, the new employee receives orientation and whatever training the employee needs, that's all a part of your probationary period. And the significance of why I took a second to point that out is if you are a mail handler and you are terminated within your 90 days, well, you have no access to the grievance procedure. But if you are a mail handler and you are terminated on your 93rd day, well, see, that changes things now. Now it's just not as simple as we want to terminate you. So that's why that's important. And if you have any confusion as to what day your employment with the Postal Service started, again, your orientation, your in process, the first day they pay you actually starts your probationary period. And I'm going to finish off this little session tonight with section 584.2. Again, all reference tonight, my reference tonight is handbook EL 312. And let me tell you about outlining expectations. At the time the oath of office is administered or during the new employee's orientation session, new hires should become familiar with the probationary period and its purpose. The supervisor, I'm going to say it again, the supervisor is responsible for a consistent informal evaluation throughout the probationary period. And you understand, because I know this better than most supervisors, then I'm going to tell you again, we have an advantage, because when they don't do what they're supposed to do, should a mail handler fall on hard times or become the subject of an unfair supervisor, then I know how to negotiate to get that situation cleared up. But let me finish reading. The supervisor is responsible for consistent informal evaluation throughout the probationary period. This involves close observation and analysis of the new employee's performance to determine both proficiencies and deficiencies. The supervisor consistently attempts, by guidance, counseling, and training, to assist the new employee to correct any deficiencies in either conduct or performance. Real quick, and I'm not going to cut this whole cow up just to get a steak. It's almost impossible for supervisors to do this. One, we don't even have supervisors in all areas on a regular basis in Columbus. And two, the supervisors that we do have, they stretch them so thin that none of them really have time to sit down and help develop a new employee. And if union stewards are aware of what should happen when it doesn't happen, then it gives us a stronger position to negotiate the return of an employee to work. That's what Ken Hodge brings to the table. Now listen, you can tell by the negotiations, listening to what's going on the APWU side, that post office is not trying to give up anything now, because they foresee less employees, more automation coming. So we have to immediately start to educate our employees on what we need to do to protect what we have left. Again, we need to educate our employees on the proper way to do your job. Educate our employees on what your actual job is. Again, there are some who currently hold the position who believe we should help management usher in the age of robots and take away our jobs. I'm not that type of local president. Let's be clear about that. Level fours, if you're not authorized, let's stay off that level five equipment. Stop doing a job for free. anyway, I was going to make a comment on that, but stop doing a job for free. Again, they like to say fair days work for a fair days pay. If they're only paying you level four pay, how about just doing a level four job? Now, you can do it in an outstanding manner, but let's just do a level four's job. And pardon the audio breakups a little bit this morning. I promised an employee I'd have this podcast out. I didn't have time to remix it. But again, here's the message. Because our numbers are going to get fewer and fewer, we have to take better care of the members that are currently in the ranks. And I want to say to my folks in Columbus, a lot of you have been talking to me about exiting the union. Let me say to you, you can't exit yet, because I need your support. I need you to stay around so that you can help me bring about a change and we can make it better for tomorrow. Have a great day. Kenny Hodge, 180 degrees, new direction, trying to lead Local 304 into the future.